Answer in News.
I'm Keith Peters reporting. Closing arguments were heard today in the criminal trial of former President Trump in New York City. Don Trump Jr. says this case should never have been brought against his father.
It is an insanity. It is an embarrassment. It's an abomination to democracy and to our republic. And yet it continues. Everyone in this case is conflicted, and it hinges on one man who's not just a liar, convicted, someone who's lost his law license, has been disbarred, someone who's served jail time for lying before congressional bodies. And that's it. That's where we are today in America.
Prosecutors say the former president falsified internal business records to cover up hush money payments tied to a scheme to bury negative articles that potentially threatened his 2016 presidential bid. Trump has denied the allegations. Renewed Israeli shelling and strikes have killed at least 37 people, most of them sheltering in tents outside the southern Gaza city of Rafah. That's according to witnesses, first responders, and hospital officials. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Israel must do more to keep civilians safe.
Israel has a right to go after the Hamas terrorists responsible for the cold-blooded murder of civilians, as appears to have been Israel's aim here. And Hamas should stop hiding behind civilians in Gaza. But Israel also has the obligation to do everything possible to minimize civilian harm as it carries out its operations.
The Israeli military suggested a Sunday blaze in the tent camp may have been caused by secondary explosions, possibly from Palestinian militants' weapons. The results of Israel's initial probe into the fire were issued Tuesday, with military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari saying the cause of the fire was still under investigation. This is SRN News. Christian clergy condemned Turkey.
The Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union accused Turkish President Recep Erdogan of trying to erase Christianity's historic presence in his country. Erdogan is on a campaign to elevate Islam in Turkey and has been converting churches into mosques. Christians came to the country in the first century, and such biblical figures as Paul and Timothy were born in what is modern-day Turkey. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he has no regrets about expressing his beliefs in a recent commencement speech. Butker condemned abortion and the LGBT lifestyle earlier this month at Benedictine College in Atchison, Texas. Speaking at a Catholic gathering last week, the NFL star said at the outset many people expressed a shocking level of hate, but as the days went on, even those who disagreed with my viewpoints shared their support for my freedom of religion. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street following a three-day weekend. The S&P 500 closed little changed and is sitting just below its record set a week ago. Roughly two out of every three stocks in the index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.6%. Some technology stocks remained particularly strong, which helped the NASDAQ composite rise 0.6%. To another all-time high. Bond yields rose following a stronger-than-expected report on consumer confidence. The Dow was down 216 points to close at 38,852. The NASDAQ gained 99 to 17,019. The S&P 500 added 1 point to 5306. New York oil rose $2.11 to $79.83 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.